It's never something like the end. It's like life. There is no end to life.
There is, however, an end to electronic air. That was Daheen's track, Wisdom. Some beautiful voice samples and music. And that brings us to the end of Electronic Air. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online all over the world, kgnu.org. I'm Buddha Bomb, having a great time tonight. Just had 2 hours. Boy, it went by so quick. Had Bethy Lovelight on the show, doing her thing, doing her conscious hip-hop, beautiful consciousness-evoking sounds and words. And now we're going to change. It is 11, time for Under the Floorboards, the show on every Saturday night. That's a little bit different, some underground sound and noise. I'm going to start out with a lovely little piece right here. Thanks for tuning in. We have 1 hour of Under the Floorboards, and that's where you are right now.
authorities
have developed a system to keep you informed
in the event of an emergency.
If this had been an actual emergency,
you would have been instructed where to tune in your area for
news and official information. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Good hello, listeners. We're back. We're still It's All in Your Head FM. Dr. Oslo Norway here. Sorry for that interruption. Welcome back to the final hour of It's All in Your Head FM, now under new management.
Islam. You're listening to It's All in Your Head FM. We're all Mohammeds now.
Islam. Islam.
God is perfect. 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 God is perfect.
Islam.
God is perfect.
Islam.
God is perfect.
Islam. The five pillars were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad in the Arabian desert 600 years after the birth of Christ and recorded in the Quran. Now, a fifth of the world's human beings are Muslim.
God is perfect.
Islam literally means surrender, to lie down in peace before the will of Allah, the one God. But the intent of Islam is to create justice in this world, to unify the temporal and the spiritual.
I was isolated really for almost 800 years. In the desert, you have either day or night, you have cold or hot. You don't have these shades. Even the music is only one string. And that has kind of polarized the way of thinking. It's either black or white. It's either you're with me or against me.
Allah is powerful and great.
There is no doubt Muslims believe that God does want human beings to surrender to his will.
God is perfect. So we can say Islam is perfect because God is perfect.
And therefore, those who have not surrendered themselves to God's will are seen as opponents, if you will, to God.
If anybody said anything different than the Quran have to win because the Quran is the word of God Almighty.
In Christianity, in Judaism, their creed or their aqidah doesn't make the clearest sense.
Whenever the word Jew appeared in Quran, I always thought they are the people who have been cursed by God.
These guys had the message and they faltered. You've got the message now, don't falter with it.
I start hating the Jews.
All Muslims are haunted by texts. The greatest text of all being Quran, then the other text is Hadith, which is all written. Then we have the Sharia, then we have the fiqh, and we have an attitude towards that text. It is a very controlled attitude. We call it tafsir, we call it exegesis, we call it commentary, and the fuqaha, the religious scholars, have the right to actually comment on it. We also are very keen on certainty. Now, not many Muslims can handle uncertainty, doubt, and even questioning whether God even exists. Now, one of the great Islamic scholars, Al-Ghazali, did ask that question back in the time of the height of Islamic civilization. And I agree with Gada. Somewhere or other, we've got fossilized. We've got to think about epistemology, the way we know things, how we know things. We've got to think about even engaging with philosophy. We've actually sidelined philosophy for theology. And we need to rethink those things in terms of identity in the modern world. Now, we must be careful, 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 careful.
Every single fundamentalist movement that I've studied in Judaism, Christianity is in Islam, is convinced that modern secular society is the enemy of religion and wants to wipe it out. So they feel that they're fighting. Maududi certainly felt was that Muslims were fighting with their backs to the wall against a hideously powerful force, and that they must exert all their efforts to counter this great threat to religion.
Is this a case, as with other great religions, where you can find a justification for your tactics of the moment?
I'm sure. Like in all other religions, not only in religions, any book can be misinterpreted, misread. There is a verse in the Quran, religion in the sight of God is Islam. Some have seen this verse to mean that if you are not a follower of Prophet Muhammad, then you are an enemy of God.
Quran do talk about self-defense and your right to use violence or aggression. These things have been twisted.
You get politics involved, you get cultural baggage involved, and you try to interpret things that actually are very clear.
People like Osama bin Laden, likewise.
People that call themselves Muslims and practice terrorism
can easily misinterpret a verse like this.
The Quran actually not telling me to hate the Jews. It was the teachers who was telling me to hate the Jews.
We've got people misinterpreting left and right and giving a sense of, you know, well, this is the way it's supposed to be. And you've got people that are just, you know, kind of being pulled along with that. And it's completely unfair. It's completely un-Islamic.
Fundamentalism in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam is becoming more extreme right now. And we're almost getting what I would call post-fundamentalist groups, people who believe they're going beyond the fundamentalism that erupted so strongly during the 1970s into a new, more desperate phase. And I think something like this is happening here.
I would rather we have an Islamic government. Basically, Islam is a way to organize life. I believe in any country which practices Islamic teachings as God had sent it down to us, we wouldn't have any problems, really.
Have you seen the man? Who denies Islam?
It's almost as like a sort of nihilism here, as though fundamentalism is moving into what we call an antinomian phase.
Have you seen the man who denies Islam? Have you seen the man who denies Islam?
But God see. But God see. But God say, give in the way of God those enemies, and seek to be killed for my sake, I will grant you something called shahad.
We are still victimized by a certain kind of culture based on the charisma.
You become martyr.
The savior.
Martyrdom is what you want.
The Redeemer.
Do the effort.
The one-man show.
Clear your intention.
The one party.
go forward, never look backward.
Without an opinion.
Make sure you have nothing left behind you to think about or to cry for.
And the charisma.
And fight the impossible.
You infect my world with your presence.
The savior, the redeemer, the one man show, the one party, the one opinion.
Antinomian phase. It means that you ignore all law and sort of trample on all values. If you are killing and massacring thousands of innocent people, you've lost all sense of law. And in various moments of history, when people are feeling extremely desperate, this religious extremism, and there are various examples of this in the park, can tip over into a complete nihilism where all law, even your sacred religious law, is something that you trample on in your desire to get to a new phase.
What do you wanna make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say, they make me glad, they make me sad, make me want a lot of things that I never had. Oh shit!
It's too piercing. Why? No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Boo 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 poodles, boo 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 boo.
Al-Qaeda is trying to do two things. They're trying to issue a wake-up call to Muslims saying, look,
your entire religion and the Ummah, the Islamic community, is under threat, and therefore it's your duty as a Muslim to rise up and resist this. And they're also trying to strike a blow of revenge.
On my orders.
Revenge.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes.
Oh God, deliver us, America, from evil.
This great Muslim, love thy neighbor nonsense. You know, if you read the Quran, really read the Quran, and if you learn about what's going on in Saudi Arabia, about this one and his, it is, they have to wipe out everybody unless you become one of them. So if that happens, if there's another nuclear bomb, we're going to bomb Mecca, we're going to bomb the most religious places. This is a holy war.
They live in the shadow of God, in the paradise of Eden. The strangers, Canada, USA, France, Britain, have ceased to focus on the unknown, the mysterious, because they do not believe in God. Europe stopped believing in God, so why should I speak in our language? I will speak in their terms. I have land and the paradise of Eden. My land is occupied, and I'm trying to liberate it.
Asking my Saudi friends, what do these people want?
Now, this is how you know you're dealing with a true fundamentalist, because fundamentalists always believe that whenever they impose their sacred rules, their sacred texts, and it doesn't go as planned, never blame the rules. You always blame that the rules were not imposed strictly enough. You know, this is what they have in common with the Taliban. It's like somebody's ankles are showing, that's the problem.
What would Jesus do? Would Jesus think that torture is cool?
They have this vision that they propagated true Islam in its purest form. So anything they encountered that differed from that vision was regarded as objectionable.
Glory of the Lord.
Let us have faith. Let us have faith. Let us have faith.
No microphone problems in Jesus' name.
Let us have faith that right faith makes right might.
Not might, so might.
Let us have faith that right faith makes might right.
Well nigh perfect, but a little firmer in this faith you're expressing, maybe, please.
Let us have right faith that makes faith right might. Right might makes faith might.
Shall we try once more?
Right.
Four.
Let us have faith that faith makes might right.
I like that practically it with one last thought. There was a note of pleading in that last seemingly.
Right.
And make it more a positive statement of your being.
Take five.
Let us have faith that makes might right might.
Up a little more, just a little more firmness.
Let us have faith that right faith makes might mighty right.
And just a little quieter expression of your faith, not quite, you don't need to project it.
Let us have right faith that makes us have right might that makes might right.
That was very good. I don't mean to wear you out. I'd like to take one more go around.
Let us have faith that faith might make might right might. That might make might right.
Once more, please, with the thought that you're completely confident of your trust in divine providence and you're very firm in your faith at the end. Shall we try once more?
Right. Let us have faith that makes faith mighty. Right faith that makes us have right might. That makes faith right faith right to the end.
Just the last faith in... Broke apart a little.
That's right.
A little more flow right there.
Right. Let us have faith that right faith makes might mighty, mighty right. Faith makes us right. And in that faith.
L.A. Plush.
You know, you're tuned in tonight.
Be careful.
You're tuned in tonight because you're passionate about the music.
Be careful.
That very special connection between the fan and the artist is an historically important partnership. One which enriches and entertains the public, motivating and sustaining the creator.
Be careful.
What's the scene? I'm totally clueless.
Your silver spoon.
In recent years, industry consolidation combined with the unbridled advance of the internet has created a disturbing disconnect.
I am so out of the loop
in our relationship.
I'm sorry. I took your time. I am the poem that doesn't rhyme.
Keep singing! Bom da da bom da bang da bang diddy diddy poop in the cocky dookie bucket mini mini. Bomb is a bomb, the bang, a bang, diddy, diddy, boop, in the cocky, dookie, bucket, mini, mini. The hell is that?
Be careful.
Downloading.
Can you do that?
Be careful.
Feel it. Don't let anybody steal.
Be careful.
No question, the most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal downloading of music is piracy on the net.
Can you do that?
I got the latest I can see on the
I know I ain't much, but you can have me for free.
And trends say it's gonna promise.
to get much, much worse.
Download it.
It's easy, it's exciting, and it's free.
Download it.
I'm a Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow kind of girl, you know what I mean?
No request is too extreme. Desires will come to you.
Can you do that?
Because
what we need when we
say that download
piracy
is found on the flowers that bloom in the spring.
Piracy from poppy to trippy.
And from YouTube to
piracy.
Well, YouTube.
The flowers that bloom in the spring.
Piracy on the net. It goes by many names, and its apologists offer a myriad of excuses.
So the pound
rip.
The pound
rip
is with the user rather than the fan.
Ripping of music.
Not with the fan, not with the record.
Illegal file sharing.
Which, quite honestly, I believe is the way it should be.
The guys have had the gun to the artist's head forever because they own the trucks, and suddenly the trucks don't matter.
And I think that the records should encourage
rip
fans to get more involved in music, because that way,
rip
ultimately, lies the true dedication to music, and those people will be with you for a very long time.
A myriad of excuses.
Art has crime.
This illegal file sharing and ripping of music is pervasive, out of control, and it's oh so criminal.
Maybe he's right.
So criminal.
Maybe there is something the matter with me.
And it's oh so criminal.
I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
Ripping is stealing.
Look at this.
Stealing
stuff.
Just look at the world around you.
Stealing.
What more are you looking for?
Isn't it neat?
Stealing their livelihood one digital file at a time, leaving their musical dreams haplessly snared in this worldwide web of theft and indifference.
Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
With the technology to deliver the product has arrived before the technology to get paid for delivering the product.
Haplessly snared in this worldwide web.
They're building a business
of theft and indifference
by facilitating the stealing of artists' music.
So criminal. So criminal.
Be careful when you sing your songs. They are unlawful in this land.
Now multiply that.
It's easy.
Stealing.
By millions of students.
Stealing.
It's exciting.
Stealing.
And other computer users.
Stealing.
And it's free.
Stealing.
Now it's happened once or twice.
It's exciting.
Someone couldn't pay the price.
It's free.
And I'm afraid I had to rake them across the gold.
It's easy.
When along comes a summons in the middle of night, saying, buddy, we're about to indict.
Looking around.
And the problem comes in the sharp focus.
What I do.
Sure.
It's what I live for.
Be careful.
She's got everything.
In a couple of days, they've downloaded nearly 6,000 songs.
I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
That's three kids, folks.
I've got who's it's and what's it's galore.
Songwriters, Lumiere, singers, Stephanie, musicians, and Ed. Labels, publishers,
hey, gang.
The entire music food chain is at serious risk.
Just
hey, gang. The entire music food chain are in immediate danger of being marginalized out of our business.
You bet on a horse and it ran the wrong way.
Everything is new.
I'm an even lawyer.
The entire music food chain.
One thing of a box. I got 20.
Music food chain.
But who cares? No big deal.
Everything is music. The RIAA estimates, now listen to this, that an astonishing 3.6 billion songs are illegally downloaded every month.
Everything is music.
Embrace this life or death issue.
Did you ever get the feeling that the
it.
Some of the time. And you can't know it?
I am not anti-human.
I remember the sun it
said.
Art has grown.
The trial of the millennium is underway.
Crime
and you viewers at home can literally keep track of the High Council's response by watching the verdict indicator. Blue means the vote is for a verdict of not guilty, and red means the forces in big trouble.
Oh.
Now back to the trial of the millennium.
And there is one more thing.
As determined by
this
who?
This problem's not going to be solved in short
we
order.
We haven't discussed the subject of payment.
But how? I don't have.
I'm not asking money.
Don't
just ask. A token, really. A trifle.
To help our fans.
What I want from you is.
That would be you.
Your voice.
But without my voice.
And you shouldn't face it, except when you should, if you feel like it.
Go ahead. Make your choice.
About half the people stood up. I am so out of the loop.
It don't cost much. Just your voice.
The internet is totally upsetting the entire business model.
But true.
Of the music industrial complex.
You've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the score. That's
what we got to do.
Now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll.
To embrace this life or death issue.
If men fail to discover living ideas
and support our artistic community,
they will keep moving by the guidance of dead ones.
By only downloading your music from legal websites.
As they are doing today.
That will ensure that our artists reach even higher.
They will keep following
and deservedly get paid
by inertia
for their work.
The principles they have already institutionalized.
Thanks.
Grammy gift bag, so they threw me a line.
Big round of applause for all of these folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Still, somehow, I don't feel like the most popular guy in the room.
Yes, you are.
It's the graveyard of the civilization that shot from under us. The world of outmoded ideas. That's where I belong.
This announcement from the producers of this record contains important information for radio program directors and is not for broadcast. The first cut on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success. As you well know, a record must break on radio in order to actually provide a living for the artists involved. Up until now, you've had to make these record-breaking decisions on your own, relying only on perplexing intangibilities like taste and intuition. But now, there's a better way. The cut that follows is the product of newly developed compositional techniques based on state-of-the-art marketing analysis technology. This cut has been analytically designed to break on radio, and it will, sooner or later. For the station that breaks it first, the benefits are obvious. You lead the pack. Yes, no matter what share of this crazy market you do business in, no other release is going to satisfy your corporation's current idea of good radio like this one. On this cut, we're working together on the same wavelength in scientific harmony. But remember, this cut is constructed for multi-market breaking now. Don't waste valuable research with needless delay. We've done the hard work of ensuring your success. The final step is up to you. Special designer song follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Raindrops on kittens and schnitzel on roses. Nose cream on my nose, whiskers and crisp eyelashes with noodles. Wild geese that fly with their wings tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Ponies in dresses and warm, warm doorbells and brown raindrops. Girls with blue whiskers tied up with noodles. Wild kettles that fly with bright copper wings. These are a few of my favorite things. The dog bites, the bee stings. I simply remember my favorite things. And then I feel so bad. That sting on colored girls' ties. tied up with blue satin sashes, wild brown girls tied up in warm springs, wild, wild white girls that melt into nose cream. These are a few of my favorite things. Nose cream on ponies, nose cream on kittens, nose cream on roses and nose cream on mittens. Bells and 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 wild geese. When the bee stings, I simply remember my dog bites, and then I feel so, so
somebody rattles some tin cans or something, and that's about all. So it's very quiet here in
New York. Woohoo! Look out! Here I come! Michael Jackson! Look what you've done!
Michael Jackson?
You spattered mud all over my dress with your old bicycle.
Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson?
Gee, Carol. Those mud saints will never wash out.
Bruce Springsteen?
Oh, gee, what am I going to do?
Van Halen?
Oh, I'm sorry, Carol. You were too close.
Tina Turner?
Sorry. What good does that do?
David Bowie?
You know you aren't supposed to be riding your bike during lunch hour.
Miss Madonna? Lewis and the News, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Tyler, ZZ Top, Weird Al Yankovic, Cindy Lauper, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Sheena Easton, John Lennon, The Alan Parsons Project, Rick Springfield, The Rolling Stones, Pat Benatar, Paul & Oates, Adam Ant, Queen, Jack Mellencamp, Fleetwood Mac, Duran Duran, Police, Eurythmics, Culture Club, including Boy George, Kenny Rogers, Stevie Wonder, Jay Iglesias, and Diana Ross, Donna Summer, Dean Martin, Kiss, and it was especially called The Judgment of the Tower, and it was destroying the rock music records specifically against children, and they worked specifically to these individuals. For whom we call forth the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Words, when first they were written, proclaimed to the world an idea new among men. This was the American dream, the prayer for the future. We pay tribute here not to a man who lived a century ago, but to an individual who lives today in the hearts of all freedom-loving people. His prophetic words are as valid for our time as they were for his. And now, the skills of the sculptor and the talents of the artist will let us relive great moments with Mr. Lincoln.
The world has never had a good definition of the words God bull. And the American people just now are much in want of one. We all declare for God bull everywhere.
Slow down.
Christians did this way back at the time of the Crusades, when we were fighting a brutal holy war in the Middle East against Muslims.
Slow down.
something which in no way could be justified by the peaceful gospel of Jesus Christ.
Enough, 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 enough. This is changing too fast for me.
We were in a sense at war with our Christian selves, but we then said it's Islam that is the violent, intolerant faith, that we must fight it to the death, and that it's the enemy. So there's a projection going on there.
I can't keep up. I can't keep up. I can't keep up.
And similarly, much of the classical Western phobia about Jews was similarly based on worry, buried anxiety about Christian behavior, Christian beliefs.
You just can't drag people into the 21st century by the scruff of the neck. You can't do that. Slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down.
And I think you're quite right, there's something of that sort going on here, that people, especially in developing countries, we're torn, as I say, between East and West, tend to project all that hatred onto an enemy that they can define and feel and categorize as absolutely evil, and therefore out of the cast of any form of human consideration.
This is the Universal Media Network.
This is the Weatherman, and believe it or not, we're all Muhammad now. We're all Muhammad now. We're all Muhammad now. I don't even know what that means, because it's all in your head, FM.
One of the most popular radio voices from nowhere.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. There's a land that I heard once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. There's a land that I heard once in a lullaby. Someday I'll wake up on a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where travel smell like lemon drop, away above the hay, away above the my chimney top, where I'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. There's a land in a world, a land in a lullaby. If happy little bluebirds fly me on the way, but why, oh, why can't I?
The closing when the customers won't come.
There's no business. Oh, I'm sorry. Gee, I couldn't see it. Larry, keep the same tempo. Keep the same tempo.
When the customers won't come.
There's no business like no business. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ron.
To live a Jewish life. Live a Jewish life.
Catholicism is
to live a Jewish life.
Catholicism is as Catholicism does.
A Jewish life.
Judaism is as Judaism does. Judaism is as Judaism does.
They came from far away. Hopefuls in their hearts and Israel.
By God. By God.
Jacob and his sons. Eli and his family to Israel.
Shaped by an insulated religious Jewish environment,
I was brought up in the experience that Judaism was the truth, that this is the true way and the right way. And that way was vouchsafed to Jews exclusively.
They cannot coexist with us. They cannot coexist with us.
And the Arab justification, the Islamic justification, is that the Quran has said that any land to which the Quran spread is inalienable. It's Dar al-Islam. That therefore means that we are in a permanent religious quarrel. It's our absolute against their absolute.
You feel it in your head.
If you are in a religious quarrel, you cannot compromise.
You feel it in your head.
Do what is upright and good in God's eyes so that he will be good to you. You will then come and occupy the good land that God promised your fathers. As God promised, he will repulse all of your enemies.
Whether I'm right,
there is no
doubt. Or whether I'm wrong,
there is no heaven.
Whether I find a place in this world or never belong,
there is no hell, there is no God.
I gotta be me.
It's all in your head, FM.
The Universal Media Network catches everything.
Natural fact or unnatural fiction? This decision is your heads to decide. And if it does, you will. And the next step will be yours to remove your blindfold and take the It's All in Your Head message out of this building, out to all of those unable to attend this broadcast. Thank you for supporting Carry Out Philosophy. Thank you for supporting the future. This has been It's All in Your Head, FM.
Weatherman speaking. Thanks for listening.
To create is divine. To reproduce is human.
Man Ray.
Well, did you have an idea about God?
No, I never did.
Well, have you an idea about God now?
No.
Operator disconnect.
The closing when the customers won't come.
There's no business. Oh, I'm sorry. Gee, I couldn't see it. Larry, keep the same tempo. Keep the same tempo.
When the customers won't come.
There's no business like no business.
Now, midnight, that magical moment when today becomes tomorrow, Under the Floorboards is over. We're now in the Sleepless Nights zone. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to stay for the whole show tonight. I've got to get down to Denver. There's a Pink Mammoth show. Going to be passing out flyers for all these cool events Be Thy Love Light and I have been talking about. One I forgot to mention, Family Moons is doing a one-day outdoor event on Saturday, July 9th at Valley Soul Sanctuary. Very cool venue. We're going to be passing out. I'll be there at Pink Mammoth tonight passing out some teaser flyers for that and also for the Merkabah activation happening in two weekends from now and also Sister Winds happening just one weekend from right now. So many things to look forward to. You can go to buddhabomb.com for my schedule and bethylovelight.com for her schedule. And our schedules coincide quite often, so but go to both and check us out. Thanks for tuning in. I'll keep a few Under the Floorboards type tunes playing for a few minutes while we clean up, and then I have to say goodnight. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, online all over the world, kgnu.org. I'm Buddha Bomb, having a great time.
C'est l'heure des prières. Il avait le temps de s'en.